USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas, and 73% were out in Washington, D.C. Republicans in Congress happily removed their masks after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advised that people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can stop wearing face coverings, even indoors in most cases. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said free at last as he left the chamber. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man to man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Israel said it's massing troops along the Gaza frontier and calling up 9,000 reservists ahead of a possible ground invasion of the Hamas-ruled territory as the two bitter enemies plunge closer to an all-out war. Egyptian mediators rushed to Israel for a ceasefire effort. The four-day burst of violence has pushed Israel into uncharted territory, dealing with the most intense fighting it's ever had with Hamas. The Israeli military said air and ground troops struck Gaza in what appeared to be the heaviest attacks yet. The fighting has been going on since Monday. Since then, Israel has attacked hundreds of targets in Gaza. Gaza's health ministry said the death toll has climbed up to 109 Palestinians, including 28 children and 15 women. In Washington, President Biden said he spoke with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about calming the fighting, but he also backed the Israeli leader by saying there has not been a significant overreaction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The ex-Florida tax collector with close ties to Congressman Matt Gaetz is planning to plead guilty on Monday in a federal court in Florida, according to a new filing on Thursday. As part of the deal, Joel Greenberg will cooperate with investigators in a wide-ranging probe. For months, federal investigators have been examining whether Gaetz broke federal sex trafficking, prostitution, and public corruption laws, and whether he had sex with a minor. Gaetz has not been charged and denies any wrongdoing. It's been reported that Greenberg has been speaking with federal investigators since last year, including providing information how he and Gaetz allegedly had encounters with women and were then given cash or gifts for sex. He had previously pleaded not guilty and this spring has been in jail as he awaits trial. Greenberg started speaking with investigators when he realized it was his only path to leniency. The document, which was made public, said the hearing was for a change of plea. Greenberg faced decades in prison on 33 federal counts that ranged from identity theft to sex trafficking of a minor. Federal investigators are examining allegations that Gaetz had sex with an underage girl, who was 17 at the time, and with women who were provided drugs and money in violation of sex trafficking and prostitution laws. Federal investigators are also seeking to determine whether Gaetz was provided with travel and women in exchange for political favors as part of a broader probe. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.